don't be no more. Welcome to AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. I could have sworn I changed the intro up. Oh, well, that's all good. I'm your boy, A fucking GQ. There is someone walking behind you. Yeah, you. Turn around. Look at me. We're going to switch the shit up for a little bit. Right now, I'm your boy, GQ, holding it down. You are listening, you are tuned into Angry Bastard Radio. I didn't stutter. I didn't say the wrong thing. AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. If you're on our MySpace page right now and you're listening to this, please make sure you add us. Our pictures will be on the post, you know, right now. Our page is under construction, so as of right now, you're going to deal with the cartoon characters. But until then, I mean, we will be having pictures on our MySpace page soon. Make sure you hit us up with comments. Leave us, you know, quotes, whatever. Make sure you do the word-of-mouth thing and, you know, support the show because the show can't get better without the people. You know, but we need people to listen and support us in order to get big. You feel me? But for those of you that don't know what the MySpace page is, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And to get to the Blog Talk Radio site to actually listen to our show is it's blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com. Wait, I'm bugging up. It's blogtalkradio.com/AB radio. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/AB radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. This is the station that lets you speak your mind. The jam lines to hit us up is 914-338-1782. 914-338-1782. Listen to four of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air someone out or put them on blast on our very own famous roast. If you like Star and Buck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one. True story. Now, 9 times out of 10, because of our times, most of the times I'll be by myself because 6'4", you know, his minutes don't start till 7. I don't know. The brother makes more money than me. He doesn't have the unlimited plan. I don't know. SD, you know, he's not really free until 7, really. You know what I mean? So he's doing us a favor by showing up, but he can't always. As well as L.E., he's also working. So I'm pretty much the only asshole that's really available. So that's another reason why we need listeners or, you know, we need some type of support, because I need to get 200-plus people in order to get a show that can be listened to, a show that people will want to listen to, a show that all of us are really free. See, Blog Talk Radio don't want to work with me. They're telling me off the bat I got to come up with 200 people. It sucks, but yeah, I guess that's how business is. Anyway, tonight happens to be Monday. We don't have no type of special name for the days and shit. It's just a radio, you know, radio show that you can call up and you pretty much say whatever. You want to give shout out, birthday shout out. You want to shit on somebody? You know what I mean, you want to talk about what's going on in the world? Hit us up 914-338-1782. But today I'm gonna switch it up. I'm actually gonna play some like every once in a while I'm gonna have a certain day that I play just mainly old school of a certain person. And today's person happens to be the greatest, Biggie. So I'm gonna play a couple of tracks from Biggie. We're gonna start it out, you know. Hopefully somebody from my camp will call in. If not, then fuck it. We're just going without them. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. You know? I can do this shit on my own. You feel me? So fucking, the chat room is now open. So y'all can go in there and chat with me. Let me know what's going on if you're too, you know, if you're your mic shy. But other than that, let's get it on with the fucking, you know, the show. Hold on, first of all, let me look for some brand new shit. Let me see if I got anything new for you ladies and gentlemen out there. Let's see if I got any new shit for y'all. Let's see. Got a little bit of Common, Jay-Z rocking. Got some Lloyd. Got some new Chris Brown, Sean Garrett, new Luda. Let's see. Pitbull. We got some new Raheem Devon text message. Fuck it. I'm gonna play this joint because I was actually one. I ain't here yet, so bear with me. But this is a brand new Swish Beats featuring Coldplay. That's Opera. Keep it locked on the AB Radio. It's your boy GQ.
This morning said, I want to be like, you know, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, I'm trying to get that over. I travel far, mommy. I'm in Dubai, Abu Dhabi with Bugatti's mama.
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, I'm trying to get that Oprah. $1 million, look at my seats, boy, it's sold like a tux, Louis and Gucci, that's on my back, my pay for this, my pay for that, why you think they be looking like that, huh? You know when they know you got the paper, they be looking real funny,
where you at,
they wanna pull out a black card, I'ma pull out a Global Express card on them, black fly on them, cuz,
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, I'm trying to get that open.
That shit was fucking whack. You know what? I'm gonna give it another go. This is Vic, V-I-C Wobble. He's part of Soulja Boy, so I'm hoping the shit is alright. I hate Soulja Boy. Can't stand that motherfucker, little bastard with a passion. Like, there's no skill in music anymore. Like, what the fuck was that? Wobble? Are you serious? You know what? And the thing about it is that somebody, one of you dumbasses out there in the world is actually buying these dumbasses' fucking records because y'all buying a fucking whack-ass trash. They think they the shit, and they selling records, so they're going to make more whack shit. Come on, let's just stop. Those are the people you buy bootlegs from. You don't even buy bootlegs from them. You just fucking, no. Soulja Boy, this guy's name is Vic, V-I-C. That's his crew. 6-4, what you got to say about that, man?
I'm totally disgusted as it is. So that just adds to my fury.
So that just adds to it. Fucking horrible, man. What's good, man?
All kinds of shit. Your mom's pussy, but we already went over that.
Oh, yeah?
You already know.
Yeah. This guy 6'4 told me the other day that my mother did walk 20 miles on his back last night.
Barefoot.
That's a lot of miles.
It is. The old bitch got a lot of miles on
her. Speaking of miles, fucking L.E.'s girl has a lot of mileage going on in her bosom.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, bitch boy.
Yo, not all of my workers.
What?
Run through your mom. Not all of my workers run through your mom.
Oh, yeah?
This guy in the water.
Yeah, what? Why your phone sound like that, nigga?
The Sprint is the worst.
Huh?
Sprint is the worst.
Nah, nigga, I think it's that fucking instinct you got, nigga. You should have took that shit back in the instinct.
Don't hate.
I ain't gonna front. If I had money, I would have got it too.
I mean, it ain't nothing. I don't really ever get reception in his mom's twat either.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I was walking around the store today. I thought I was the shit. I had my V-neck on with no chest at all. Yeah, you gotta have like some type of chest form or something formed to almost look like a chest, you know? Like a fucking Ninja Turtle shell or whatever, you know? I had nothing. I mean, I got this fucking, my V-neck is like, looks like a U and shit, because it's this dingy-ass V-neck, fucking, the young-ass V looks like a U. Not only does it look like a fucking U, I got a fucking keg instead of a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
I got mayonnaise stains on my, on the back of my shirt.
Old mayonnaise body.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like the fucking thing about it is, just check this fucking sloppy whore fat bitch. I mean, I wasn't even talking to her. I'm over here doing my job, and I'm like, yo, you could have said excuse me. But I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to the lady, and she was like, well, you was in my way anyway. And she had the nerve to tell me to, since we're at the supermarket, to go to the chest aisle because I need to go buy a chest. Yeah, no lie. She said, you need to go buy a chest. And you need to, and she said, you need some clippers to cut that taco meat that's hanging off the fucking V-neck. There was nothing I could say. I felt like a fucking asshole and I wanted to leave the store right then and there.
Why don't you call it fat?
What happened?
Say, yo, bitch, listen. But you're fat. Stop eating.
Yeah, well, what I should have said was, if cucumbers was collard greens, maybe your ass would fit in them jeans. That's what I should have said, fat bitch.
If cucumbers were what?
Collard greens. In other words, you know how collard greens is. Yeah, if you try to put a cucumber in a 2-liter bottle, it's not gonna work. But collard greens, you can just squish them together and kind of slide them in. Okay, you know, it'll take me a million years just to fucking explain that situation to you, silly bastard.
No, listen. If you have to explain a joke, then usually it's funny.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Do me a favor. Get your phone out of the potato chip bag, all right? How's your cell phone have static?
That's your mom eating potato chips on her feet.
She's using her feet to potato chips out of the bag.
She has my mom eating potatoes with her feet.
Yeah.
I'm out.
She takes Pringles off the can with her feet.
Oh, shit. You can barely get them out with your hands, nigga. Let alone your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's shit.
A he's a bad motherfucker, man.
Hell yeah. You take some fucking Pringles out? All right, whoa. You mean take the Pringles out neatly without cracking them? Hmm?
What happened?
You said taking the Pringles out neatly without cracking them?
Yep. Take out three at a time. Take out three at a time, and put them in my mouth.
Oh, shit. Yo, 914-338-1782.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating these old-ass sunflower seeds.
Midday lunch.
Huh?
What are you, a Yonkers now?
Why?
That's a Yonkers number, 914.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe get some of them dirty whores to call up here. Man. What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yonkers bitches, man. Yonkers bitches is rusty. Them bitches, I think, is far more worse than fucking Camden. I ain't gonna do this shit.
Is what?
Yonkers. Yonkers is the size of my fucking garage. And get this, I don't have a garage. So what does that tell you about that? If I just fucking cat outside fucking meowing and shit. It's my
That's
cat, man. I'm about to call animal control on them just so they can come get this filthy bastard.
That's your mom. I just threw her out. She's trying to come back in.
Oh, yeah?
Like
I take it the cat door ain't working, huh?
Nope.
Hmm?
Nah,
cool. As long as your mom's fucking cunt door works, that's all I'm asking.
Your mom is like the Terminator, too. She can turn herself.
Your mom's like rockadoodle, nigga.
Your mom looks like the cast member from the electric company.
Oh, yeah? Your mom looked like the dude off of fucking Postal Boy.
Your mom looks like Mr. Foley off of Three's Company.
Your mom looks like Tony Randall.
Your mom like Tony Montana, nigga.
Your mom look like Cesar Montana. Cesar Chavez. Yeah.
Your mom's a baby oil model.
Your mother sells hand lotion on Fulton Street.
Your mom's Mary Kay.
Along with knockoff CDs.
Oh, yeah? Your mom like Bushwickville.
Your mom is Bushwickville. With a flat top in 2008.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Your mom like Wesley Snipes off of Demolition Man.
Oh, what?
Your mom like Quaid off of Total Recall. Your mom like the alien that was at the top of that nigga's forehead. Your grandma like Fire Marshal Bill.
Anyway, they was talking about how far that spread your mom was like.
Huh?
Like, I don't know the exact number of how far we could spread your mom was like. But
your mom's the announcer on Call of Duty. Bloody hell, what you got a ass kick?
I got two niggas. I got two niggas holding your mom's ankles for me.
Mm-hmm.
One nigga's in Southside Queens, the other nigga's in the Bronx. So I'm going to go in on your mom in between. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how watchy spread. And I slap my meat on her like I slap a ticket on a window.
Oh, you slap a ticket on a window?
Uh-huh.
No doubt, you fucking meter maid. Your grandma like a bald-headed bun bee, nigga.
Your grandma is a slut slave to the rhythm. And your mom is a psycho slut from hell.
Your grandmother's a man in the mirror. Your uncle's a sumo wrestler. Your mother's a crash dummy for bulletproof vest.
Your mother's a flight attendant for an airline that doesn't exist.
Your mom's a crash dummy for Toyota.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is a psycho slut from hell.
Yo, E.
Yo.
Time you get off of work, nigga.
Right after he hops off of your mother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then
he gets up for work and then hops on your mom. And then right after he's done with her, he kicks us into the gutter, and then I pass by in the truck and scoop up in the fishnet. I pass by and scoop out the gutter in the fishnet, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I drag her all the way back to the house. And your mom's just flapping like a fish out of water, and I take it and throw it in the fucking shower and hose it off and shit. Matter of fact, I didn't even throw in the shower. I take it outside and I fucking turn the hose on her, and I spray some, I throw some bleach on her, and I save her in the eyes and her mouth and shit, and
mm-hmm.
everywhere, and the pussy, everywhere. And I hose her down with the ice cold water, you know what I'm saying? And then I put it in the freezer for 2 days just to
mm-hmm.
disinfect her, you know what I'm saying? Just to kill any extra germs. And then I go in like I know how to go in, and I do know how to go in when I go in on your mom.
Your mom's a restroom attendant.
I hold out a first aid kit, and when she goes to reach for it, I pull it away.
Nigga, your mom is the McDonald Moo Man, nigga.
Nigga,
right,
your mom is the Hamburglar.
Come on now, your mom does the voice of Quagmire on Family Guy.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Your mom is the voice for Mo off of The Simpsons, nigga.
Oh, man. Your mom is a fucking janitor at the,
Your mom's a janitor in The Simpsons, nigga.
Your mom sold me a slushie the other day at 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, I went right across the street, and she rented me a video at Blockbuster. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Your mom looked like a mixture of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Hey, yeah. Get the people out of the air. You have what you want.
Your mom's
Let him
legs,
go.
Your mom's legs are like a drive-thru movie. It never closes.
Just get it together now.
Never close. Even when niggas ain't there. They stay open just for the next nigga that could just feels like it. Just wants to fall in. Like the Grand Canyon and shit.
Your mom's legs is always over like fucking hospitals, nigga. Nigga, your mom's like Meteor Man.
Nigga, your mom's like Mama Duke.
Huh?
Your mom's like Mama Duke.
Oh, yeah? Your mom's like J5, nigga.
Looks like Tracy Morgan.
Huh? Your mom's like Shaky Bear.
Your mom's a sugar bear.
My mom's like Yogi Bear.
Yogi.
Your mom looks like the Trix rabbit.
What?
Your mom looks like the Trix rabbit.
The Trix. Yeah, your mom like Frankenberry, nigga.
Your mom looks like...
Your mom looks like Contractor, nigga.
Your mom looks like... Steve...
Your mom like Steve Harvey, nigga.
Your mom looks like...
Your mom is a champion arm wrestler from Minnesota.
George Bush.
Your mom looks like Dick Cheney with a Diana Ross wig on.
Your mom's mouth is a cum dispenser.
Your mom's got a low Caesar with a fucking a part in it, a lightning bolt in her head.
Your mom got a Velcro tongue.
Your mom went to Louisiana, and I took your mom to the alligator.
And a plastic chin.
I went to Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
Threw your mom to the alligators.
What happened?
I went to Louisiana and threw your mom to the alligators. Because she owed me like $5, and I wasn't having it. No.
Oh, shit.
Fucking bitch.
Fucking bitch. 914-338-1782. Call up if you fucking dare.
If you dare.
Nigga, start the roast early. Early in the game.
And we'll roast you just like a fucking pecan on a stick. On a toothpick underneath a fucking match that's lit, bitch. Fucking roast your skin and make it pop. Like bacon in a pan. Fat bastard.
Fat bastard.
I'm
gentleman bastard.
Drink some of this country club. I got the 2-liter country club. You know what I'm saying? That's that exclusive shit for niggas that don't know country club or frescoes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Country club.
Real quick. Hold on.
The premise.
Oh, yeah, baby. That was it right there. That's all I needed. You know what I'm saying? I'm back in action right now.
Mm-hmm.
Closing the premise.
What do you got, a 40?
You drinking a 40, nigga?
Tell niggas spread their butt, man. Tell niggas to tell their moms to spread their butt, man.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, dress that shit up, nigga.
Tell niggas wherever they stand to pause, call their mom, and tell them to be their short.
Yeah, dress that shit up, nigga, because the way it came out, nigga.
Yeah, wherever niggas is at, tell them to tell their mom that I will be there in, like, two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Mm-hmm.
All in. You know what I'm saying? And when I go all in, I'm going all in. You smell what I'm saying?
Nigga, there ain't no lambs in New York. Nigga, only lamb in New York is your mom.
That's funny, because the only leg that's spreading is your mom. Every time I come to Jersey, your mom's going to give me pussy. Like,
your mom like Fabio, nigga.
Every time I come there, your mom's
going to give me pussy. Your mom like Fabio, nigga.
Right.
Your mom like a bald-headed Fabio, nigga.
Like I said, every time I come there, your mom... Your mom is doming me off. You know what I'm saying?
Did you talk to Mick?
Huh?
Mick laid you off?
What?
Yeah, like I said.
All right. Well, I don't have a fire anymore, you see? So
like
the
I said, every time
every time
I see your mom, she's braiding me off. And I don't know.
You know, you just got your mom fucked up. I can't wait to see that bitch.
You know, I'm not going to say there's obviously still work going on.
I'm just
surmised I don't know.
You just got your mom fucked up.
I'm just going to bury her fucking head in the sand. I mean, the rest of her body is going to be standing up.
You want John's number?
Oh,
I'm burying her head in the sand.
What you're saying is she's dead, right? That's what you're saying?
Huh?
She can't live without a head. You're saying that she's dead. And you're a necrophilia, right? Is that what you're saying right now?
I guess a little bit of both. I didn't say I was going to fuck that slut. I said I was going to bury her in the head.
Is that right?
Well, maybe, you know what, better yet, I'll just tie it to the pair and wait for high tide to go on. I'm going to let the crabs eat at her fucking toes.
358. 7-4.
You see it.
Look at this nigga giving out numbers and shit.
Shut up. Yo, when I'm done with your mom, I'll hand her off like a fucking baton.
Like a baton?
Like a baton. Or like a newbie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Slide the newbie to the side. Yeah, yo, who's here?
Your mom was playing kickball barefoot with a fucking bowling ball, nigga.
Talk to him, talk to Mick. He's like, yo, listen. Yeah,
your mom was playing volleyball with a bowling ball.
Your mom's playing hacky sack with a baseball, nigga. Barefoot.
Yeah.
Your mom's outran a cheetah in the African rainforest.
Oh, yeah?
I seen her do it.
Your mom is a cheetah in the African rainforest.
Yeah. Your mom threw a crack party last month.
What happened?
I gotta run to my car real quick.
You ain't got no car, nigga. Broke ass nigga. They got a Flintstone car.
Party last month in my
they ain't got no brakes. And they got two boat paddles.
I got feet. As long as I got feet, I got brakes.
So that's it?
Your mom ain't got no fucking toes and no fingers. They call it chicken wing.
Nah, your mom has no back. She just got breasts.
She got what?
Breasts and legs.
Breasts and legs?
Yeah, and your mom got no nose and no face.
That's amazing. That's
hair.
The favorite part of your mom's body, I like. It's the breasts and legs.
That's funny. Because I dipped your mom in hot sauce and went in on her.
How your mom licking a fucking lollipop with no tongue, nigga?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's doing handstand push-ups underneath my door last night. She did like 20 of them shit. I was like, damn, bitch, you're strong.
You mean one-handed
handstand push-up.
Underneath your door?
Word. And then I seen her doing pull-ups. She was hanging on my door doing pull-ups. I mean, doing crunches and shit. And then she started climbing on the outside of my house and shit like a fucking spider. I was like, yeah.
Where are you? You mean like on the ring?
Like,
with one leg went over the shoulder and shit?
Yeah, exactly. She got a leg for her arm. And your mom was... She was climbing up my fucking side of my house and shit. I had to swat that bitch like a fly.
I had to beat your mom almost nearly to death with a plastic bat because she came... She came walking down my steps backwards, nigga.
Yeah. Your mom's is a mutant, guys. That's funny, because I beat your mom's in an engine fucking life. last Thursday. And you know what? I don't know if she ever recovered. So.
She's
going to have to get back to me on that.
You said my mom's a mutant?
Your mom's is a mutant.
You got to come at him with this angle. Just be like, yo, listen. I know you about to go back to... You know what I'm saying? Cause school is about to come.
Your mom looks like Shredder, nigga.
Your mom looks like Donatello from Ninja Turtles.
Yo, I got this class.
Your mom like Goro from Mortal Kombat, nigga.
Your mom looks like Roro from ABC.
Your mom looks like a Predator face without the mask.
Your mom looks like Daryl Lindo.
Who?
Daryl Lindo.
Your mom like Barry Manilow.
Your mom looks like that black cop from Menace to Society with the pink lips.
Your mom like Chauncey from Men's Society, like. Nigga. Back of that Chauncey.
Your mom is delivering.
About 8:30.
Your mom is delivering Chinese food on the scooter in my hood.
Your mom's a Chinese man on the Fuji album.
I seen your mom. She was cooking in the Chinese food restaurant. She, I ordered egg roll and shit.
Yeah. Your mom was hunting for roaches in a Chinese restaurant.
Your mom was a roach in a Chinese restaurant.
What happened?
Your mom is a roach in a Chinese food restaurant. I'm right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bitch.
No doubt.
She was still alive and shit. I finished her off, though.
I met your mom on the subway selling batteries.
I met them all on the internet. I got your mom's muscles. You didn't even know your mom's had a muscle. I got your mom's got naked bitches.
Wow, look
your
at this nigga.
Your mom's
this nigga bumming them dirty ass Mexicans for a bogey.
Throw me down a bogey.
You know them niggas made that shit.
Yeah, I send your mom's to bum bogeys for me.
Oh, yeah?
She keeps lighter in her pocket. That's she anticipates the grub.
Your mommy making rice patties out of paper, nigga.
Your mom is works in China, stomping and working in the red rice patties, picking rice and shit.
Mm-hmm.
One more.
Jet Li.
Four, five.
Your mom's got about 10 minutes worth of life left. I beat your mom's in like 5 inches of her life. And then I smacked her and took her wig check and bought some sofa. I bought a sofa for my crib and shit.
Your mom took a fishing pole to the fish market.
Your mom is a going fishing.
What? What you say, nigga?
Your mom
If you call John, right?
Call
see
John
says.
And tell him he a pussy.
Word.
John doesn't say anything.
John's not going to say nothing. He's pussy. That's his pussy name anyway, John. Hi, my name is John. You pussy.
He told you 2 weeks?
Just smack him in his mouth.
So just call him and be like, yo, remember me? You know what I'm saying? If he told you
he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You the one that fucking pumped my gas the other day.
No, that was actually your mother. She pumped everybody's gas.
It's amazing.
Well,
It's ironic because I took yoga classes from your mom.
So the one making the most noise is the one they're going to pay attention to. You know?
That's funny because
I paid your mom 50 cents a fucking hour to cut my grass with scissors. I have 3 acres.
That's funny because I had a threesome with your mom and your great grandma, and I went in so hard that I think they switched places. So now your great grandma was your mom. Your mom was your great grandma. So you might have to check the genealogy records on that. This guy's making love to his Mexican co-worker. Fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, your mom is gonna be home late again, so don't wait up, alright?
I'll tell you right now, last night when I fucked your mom, man, I heard you listening to the door, so this time, tonight, I don't want you at home, all right? Go around the block or something. I'll call you when I'm done with that bitch. Man, fuck it, you hear my music when I'm exiting.
Ah, yeah, that was funny. Oh, shit. Nigga said, I heard you listening to that. Oh, shit. Oh, man, hold on. All right. I'm still going in your mouth full force. Like a tornado.
Fuck, man. This is the bullshit I'm talking about, man. Your mom's trying to steal my fucking mailbox again, man. Hey, hold on. Hey! Get away from there! That's not even mine!
Oh, man.
What exactly can she get off the street? Ain't nobody gonna pay for no fucking mailbox.
What a pussy.
Trying to steal my mailbox, man. What the fuck?
Your mailbox, nigga. That ain't your mailbox. I got your mom's in the butthole position. Butthole open. Ass up. Face down. Mouth open. I train her to do every position at work, but I never know what I'm gonna feel like doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, dog? Keep talking shit, dog. I'm gonna light this dynamite I got stuck in your mom's ass.
And then what's that gonna do?
Gonna do a lot.
Blow her to smithereens.
We're going to blow her ass up.
Just going to blow out some of the rings then?
Nah. So just a little bit. Your mom got big ass. She can take it.
She can take it, what?
Your mom's like, hold it in the face.
I thought the same thing about your mom, but then I realized that she was weakened because she just got leukemia and shit. So
mm-hmm.
I gave her the business anyway. She made the round turn to the hospital.
Uh huh.
On the bus, you know what I'm saying? And I always make your mom walk behind me and shit. When we in the street, you know what I'm saying?
I can't
associate myself with the riff raff.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, so that's just something I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing personal, dog, like.
Your mom's a model for gas stations, nigga.
Say that again?
Your mom models for gas stations.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom got her own brand of cigarette. Called Slut.
You know, they figure, oh, well, hey, your mom, this nigga's mom's is cheap. So, hey, she's modeling for the gas station. Maybe the gas is cheap. Let's go.
Only thing cheap about me is when I'm on a date with some mother.
Hmm. Yeah, fuck it. I don't even take your slutty ass mom out.
Think so?
No.
I give your mom the business, and then I smack her. And I left her under a bridge one time. Word. I left her ass under a bridge, dog.
No doubt.
I had to.
I had to fuck your mom the other day with a fucking bodysuit on in the trash can, because she ain't nothing but a pile of shit anyway.
What's that?
So your mom's a pile of shit. Every time I fuck her, I got a fucking cat scoop with me.
The cat scoop?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Come on, like Buck Wild from Star, nigga. Star and Buck Wild show.
Buck Wild from Star, really? All right. Clean that up.
Yes, I cleaned your mom's cum stains off my sheet last night.
Well, I don't even clean any stains off your mom's cuz. She never comes out, only me. Cause she already knows the deal, so I just pretty much go in on her butt and, you know, anything that comes as a result of that is a fuss. You know?
Your mom's face is my personal cum spot.
Her what?
Her face.
Your personal cum spot?
Yeah.
That's mad corny.
It feels good, though.
No, that's mad corny. Since your mom is my scarecrow, I pretty much don't got to tell you what she does for me. I mean, I'd be better off telling you what she doesn't do for me. That's
mm-hmm.
a good time.
Your mom's a white West Indian.
Your mom's a white what?
West Indian.
Oh, yeah? I'm a bad some bitch coming down the block. Fucking, I'm driving and shit. So I pull into the driveway and back out because I'm going to park in front of my lap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. So I'm not trying to push any shit. Yo, was that shit right there? I knocked it over.
Yo, nigga, you doing Call of Duty in there or what?
What's that?
Call of Duty.
Nah, I'm not going to do that right now. But, so I'm fucking backing back out to park the truck and shit. And I back out, you know what I'm saying? This person's honking and shit. And I pull forward, and I guess they think I'm going straight, so they pull up tight behind me. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm gonna back in. So I pull up a little more, then I start backing up. And I'm mad close to their car. I know that already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the bitch is honking. I'm like, what's the problem? She's like, you don't hit my car. I'm like, I ain't gonna hit your car. I might hit you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what you mean? Hit me? I'm like, nah, I should have. The next thing I said should have been pull over, but it wasn't. So, you know, she ain't pull over. But I could have definitely. Don't the lasso around that.
steer. I know she lives around here too, cause she looked like it.
Mm-hmm. She probably did. What kind of car she drive?
But you know, if that don't work out, then I always have your mother to mm-hmm. ride like a fucking, like a horse with no name.
I mean, it is what it is.
What?
I mean, it is what it is.
Nah.
I stopped fucking with your mom because she went and fucked around and got an expensive-ass makeover. Your mom got an expensive-ass makeover. Yeah, really? she looks like Slim Thug now, so I can't fuck with her no more.
Fuck up.
She's like Marilyn Manson in the face. Well, we're going to get to, that shit was funny. That's what we do on the motherfucking AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. We just did like a damn near 45, maybe a 40 to 45 minute roast. That was me, GQ, 64, and LE. That's just a little bit of some of what we do. We didn't even begin. We're not even fully staffed yet. We didn't even begin to give y'all what really be popping off. You got exactly 13 minutes left. So hit us up on the jam line, 914-338-1782. So taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 7 p.m. Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Once again, 914-338-1782. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio and also blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. Right now I'm going to play a little bit of music. Blast from the past, Biggie. This is my shit right here. I might have to download this joint. This is Warning by Biggie Smalls. You already know what it is, so keep it locked. It's AB.
Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. A niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper. Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownsville that you rolled dice with? Smoked blunt and got nice with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do.
Damn.
Niggas wanna stick me from my paper.
Damn.
Niggas wanna stick me from my paper.
Damn.
Niggas wanna stick me for my paper.
Damn.
Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas lights and weights out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown. And they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the clip you bought your mom from Florida. The fifth corridor called the coroner. There's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream. And it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments, put the fuckers in the bad predicament. With all the foul niggas went, touch my chest, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it, extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your rock hole. I fuck around and get hardcore. See more to your door, no beef, no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Play Biggie Smalls. I'm trying to get a quadruple play. Biggie Smalls, Niggas Bleed. Keep it locked on the AB Radio. Blast from the past, Biggie Smalls. Let's go.
Today's agenda. Got the suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112. Tell the block will fit you. Feel the strangers. If no money exchanges. I got these kids in ranges to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is stainless. You just remaining. Call us possible. Make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots. We know how you do. Please make your killings clean. Sluts up in between. They eyes like true lies. Kill them and flee the team. Just bring back the coke or the cream. Or else, your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank. The cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They say we get shady. Dress up like ladies. They burn them in dirty 380s. Then they come to kill our babies. That's all out. I got gas that blow the wall out. Clear them all out. Fuck the ball out. Word to stretch, I bet they pussy. The 7 digits push me. Fucking real. Here's the deal. I got 100 bricks. 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop 6. Buy the house on the beach. Supply the piece with cheese. Brick a piece. Capiche? Everybody getting cream. No one considered the leech. Think about it now. That's damn near 1.5. I kill them all. I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention. These motherfuckers are henchmen. Renegades. If you die, they still get paid. Extra probably. Fuck a robbery. I'm the boss. Promise you won't rob him, I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathes the same air as me. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being shook. We can both pull burners, make the motherfucking beat. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just decided. Niggas bleed just like us. I'd rather go toe to toe with all of y'all. Running me in my protocol. Since it's on, I call my nigga Arizona Raw from Tucson. Push the black Yukon. Usually had the slow grooves on. Mostly rock the Ozzy. Stupid as a youngin', chose not to move wisely. Sharper with game, him and his crooks called the Jooks. Heard it was sweet, about 350 a piece. Raw bought a truck, 2 bricks laid in the cut. His piece got rough, got locked the fuck up. That's a Raw vanished. Came back, speaking Spanish. Lavish habit, 2 rings, 20 carats, here's a criminal. Nigga made America's most. Killed his baby mother brother, slit his throat. The nigga got back in the toast, beat it, took it to trial, beat it. Now he feel he undefeated, he mean it. Nothing to lose, tattooed around his gun wound. Everything to gain, embedded in his brain. And me, I feel the same for this money you dying. Especially if my daughter crying, I ain't lying. Y'all know the signs. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathes the same air as me. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being shook. We can both pull burners, make the motherfucking beat. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just decided. Niggas bleed just like us. I'd rather go toe-to-toe with all of y'all, running in my protocol. We agreed to go and shooting is silly because niggas could be hiding in showers with Mac Millie, so I freaked them. The telly manager was Puerto Rican. Gloria from Astoria. I went to war with her peeps in 91, stole a gun from my workers. And they took drugs, they tried to jerk us. We blazed, they blazed, long story. Low seat, my face got shook. Thought a nigga was coming for the safe. Now she breaking. Shut up, 112. What's shaking? The Jamaicans, the bitches, I swear. They look gay in the black. Range Rover been outside all day. If it's trouble, let me know. I'll be on my way.
please. I got empathy. How does you make niggas leave? Nightmare this bitch don't need. Wrong, get the gasoline. This spot, we about to blow this. Get the cash before the cops and Range Rover cash notice. Room 112, right by the staircase. Perfect place where they evacuate. Then meet they fake. Wrong, pass the gasoline. The nigga pass the kerosene. Fuck it, it's flammable. My hunger is unexplainable. Strike the match. Just what I expected, the dread kid ejected in seconds, and here come two opposite sexes, one black, one Malaysian. We in the hallway waiting patient. As soon as she hit the door, we start laughing. I saw her brain hit the floor, raw laughing. I swear to God, I hit Maxi Priest at least 12 times in the chest. Spit the round, shot the chick in the breast. She crying, headshot put her to rest. Pop open no briefcases, nothing but frightened faces. Spot hot sprinklers, the law flipping. That's another guest start slipping. It's time for us to get the dipping. I know them niggas in the ring is on their way up flipping. Pistol flipping, I know the clipping. The hallway got real loud and crowded. They walk right past us, I don't know how they allowed it. Funny thing about it, for all the excitement, they ain't got told. They double parked by a hydrant. Stupid motherfucker.
This last song on a triple play, the Biggie triple play. Back in the day, this is going out to all the haters that GQ got, all the haters that 6-4 got, all the haters that all my peoples, all my fams got, all the haters that hate on us, all the haters that hate on AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. This is all, you know, that all the haters. This is the hater song. This is going out to all the haters that SD has. You know, it is what it is. Keep hating. Because you're doing us a favor. This is the last song of the night. Make sure y'all check us out tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's a new site up. So we ain't got no friends but that Tom. So get with us or get ran over. This is next up, Biggie Smalls, My Downfall. Hoffa. Good night, everybody.
Shot up, mom cropped up over the casket, screaming bastard, crying, know my friends is lying, y'all know who killed them, filled them with the Lucas from their Rugas or their desert, dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant, kinda quiet, watch my niggas bring the riot, giving cats the opposite of dying, the game 30 pounds when you die, no lie, lazy eye, I was high when they hit me, took a few cats with me, shit, I need the company. Apologies in order to Tiana, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sorta like Daddy Dearest. My vision be the clearest. Silence is so you can't hear it. Competition still fierce. Shit, don't ask me. I went from ashy to nasty to classy and still.
That's not all. MCs have the gall to pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall.
Ass again, $50 half a man, daydreaming, fuck around, get wet like semen, your whole team is, be more gone to premium, I took the cleaning, move to new places, new faces, fuck the screw faces, when I flick, I make the papers, dangerous. We good coming, niggas can't bang with us. Try to do me. My crew be unruly. The old school cats, they call Cat Tooley. Call Black Mooley. Say hula smokey. Smoke my rubber, specialize in killing wives and grandmothers. Who you trust in shit? When Frank start busting, Frank start something. Killing you deadly. God meant me to push a Bentley. Me and Sean Cole taking broads home on the phone with the chip. These twisted out chicks about to make our own porno flick. My life is shit.
That's not all MCs have to go. To pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. That's not all MCs have to go. To pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall.
We used to hold the gold, now we cross with diamonds. Niggas want my team to stop shining. Pray my fame start declining. Whining like girlies, we've been around the world twice. All we got is more ice and more nights. Sacrifice your heart, Lexus with the automatic start. 50 shots to tear your club apart. Eating shrimp a la carte with some bitches from Brussels. Eating clams and mussels. Octopus, pretty face, no way. I just want the bush so I can mack it. Give her a package to push, cause I work them hoes, bend their hoes. I show you how to play them hoes. Can you just visualize it? Before I go to sleep, I check the beds in the closet so I can sleep safe. Not too many keep a meal in the briefcase. Infrareds help me sleep safe, but wait.
That's not all that you have to go. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall.
Pray and pray for my downfall. Pray and pray for my downfall. Yo, you fucking now later face ass nigga. You fucking lacrosse mascot in the mouth ass nigga.
Nigga, you Count Chocula and the teeth ass nigga.
You fucking noob side by in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you all Tom and Jerry chasing in the mouth ass nigga.
Yo, man. Listening to this song, man. That shit may put a fucking smile on my face. A bigger smile than your mom sucking my toes.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, because the ending, it's like, that's for all haters. Like, word up. Like, you may hate us, you may shit on us, but we on your minds from here to the year 3000. You can't sleep without thinking about us or anything. Like, motherfucker, we're here. You know what I mean?
No,
ain't going nowhere, man.
You know what makes me happy?
What?
Finish your mom's.
Huh?
When I finish your mom's, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's all laid up on the bed, curled up and shit like that because I broke her ass off something.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that makes me happier.
Yo, I want to get a quick roast before I hang up with you fucking assholes. Call 64 on the three-way. You heard me, nigga? Yeah. Abe would go down the face of him. For those of you that are listening right now, I'm going to give you a little extra something. You know, we're not live no more, but I'm going to give you a little something extra. I'm going to have a good, like, little 10, 15-minute roast. Me, L-E-G-Q, 6'4".
Yo.
Man, you fucking fat Albert face ass nigga. Oh, Bob Dylan.
Your mom. Yeah, mom. Your mom all.
Nigga, your mom like Freddy. Your mom like Freddy P from fucking Making the Band, nigga.
Oh, nigga. Oh, Matt's a good spokeswoman. Oh, poster girl for herpes. She got like 3 different diseases: herpes, AIDS, and motherfucking chlamydia. How you got 3 diseases and she's still alive, nigga? She lived for like 20 years.
Word.
Your mom's a fucking. Your mom's a radioactive mutant. She was from Chernobyl and shit. And she owed me like $20.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
What?
Hey, yo, E. Yo, E.
Yeah.
Your mom's got athlete's foot on her ass from me kicking her in the ass.
Your mom's got toilet paper on her nose from eating out my asshole.
Oh, whoa, no homo, nigga.
No homo.
Your father look like a bot, nigga.
Your mom look like Superman.
Huh?
That's a Superman fell in the head.
Your mom like the Cuban Superman.
Your mom looks like Ricky Smiley.
Your mom is Ricky Smiley, nigga.
Ricky Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Your mom is the Incredible Hulk, huh?
Mom's got platinum teeth like Juvie.
Your mom looks like Lil Wayne.
Your mom looks like Telly off the Kids.
Your mom
looks
got
like Telly Savalas, nigga.
Your mom look like the T-Rex from Turok.
Your mom looks like Jay.
Your mom's an old fucking.
Looks like Silent Bob.
Your mom
looks like Jay, and Netta B looks like Silent Bob, nigga.
Oh shit. Your father look like Cuba, and your mom look like Fresh. And your grandma look like Melissa's fat ass.
Oh, Melissa. What happened to Cuba? She dead or what?
No, she has a boyfriend. She has some Cuban nigga. Apparently, he hates Negroes.
So he dropped you. She dropped you in a bad habit.
Yeah. She was a good girl. She was a good girl, though.
She's a whore.
It's amazing because you never know what you have until it's gone. And I told myself I'll never go through that. Damn sure I did.
She's
cooked,
a whore.
She clean. Yeah, maybe she was. She was a good cleaning.
For your brothers and you.
Hey, I mean, I passed off all my girls.
And she fucked SD too.
Huh?
I said, and she fucked SD too.
Yeah.
Your mom like sauces in the can.
Your mom like butterbean, nigga.
Your mom like sauces in the can.
Your mom sells Twinkies out the wrapper for a living, nigga. Your mom sells broken Xboxes.
Broken Xboxes.
Word.
Your mom sells pages for a living.
Pages?
Pages and a brick cell phone for a living.
Your mom is a televangelist. Televangelist.
Your mom's the number one draft pick for the Chicago Bears.
Your mom like Rasheed Wallace.
Mom's a Neo.
Your mom like Ben Stiller.
Mom's like Turok.
Like who?
Turok.
Your mom got fucking spider knuckles, nigga.
Your mom looks like Bruce Willis from Die Hard with a Vengeance. Running around with no shoes and shit like that.
Your mom smells like a bottle of old piss.
Your mom smells like 3-day-old shit. Your mom smells like the space between my balls and my legs.
Oh, Lord. Your mom smells like Saudi Arabia sand.
Your mom smells like under my fingernails after I just finished scratching my ass.
Your mom smells like a wet fart, nigga.
Your mom smells like my jam.
Your mom smells like the back of some earlobes that haven't been washed in a month.
Mom smells like
the sewer. Your mom lives in the sewer.
Your mom smells like between a fly's toes after they just landed on a piece of shit.
Your mom's a rain man.
Every flagpole in America every day, every morning. That's her job. She raises every flagpole in the morning at the same time.
Oh, yeah? It's amazing because your mom raises her skirt every morning at the same time.
What happened?
Your mom raises her skirt in the morning at the same time.
Your mom washes my clothing also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does.
I don't see how that's possible. She don't have no hands. Your mom's a blind bat.
Back?
A blind bat.
Your mom has a bad back. All right.
Mom's just little. Your mom looks like little Boosie, nigga.
Boost.
Mom looks like little Webby, nigga. Your mom looks like Carlton. Your mom looks like.
Your mom's picture is used in bathrooms to scare the shit out of people when they're constipated.
Mom look like RuPaul.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Both of your moms like Jet Li.
Nigga, your mom's C-3PO. Fucking meta is R2-D2, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, man, I'm going to tell you what they need to invent, dog. They need to invent, like, a toilet paper glove. I'm going to mention this on another show when I fucking remember, but you ever wipe your ass and you can't, you know, by accident you get some shit on your hand? So it's like, if you have a toilet paper glove, you'll be able to get in the crevices a little better. Because it's like wiping your ass with your hand. Only that difference is, it's a glove.
That part of your hand smells like crap.
Huh?
That part of your hand smells like shit.
Well, that's the part, that's the hand that feeds your mom anyway, so I mean, I really don't give a shit.
Okay.
That's the hand I slap your mom in the face with, you know.
Your mom sells.
I thumb your mom's butthole.
Your mom sells tickets to the free set on Thursday.
Yo, your mom's McLovin from Superbad.
What?
Your mom's is McLovin from Superbad.
McLovin.
McLovin.
McLovin. Ah shit, your boy. Yeah, that movie was horrible, man. I didn't like that movie at all.
Superbad?
Yeah.
There you go, right?
Anybody see Pineapple Express?
Not yet.
Damn, nigga. Who's around all the Mexicans?
No, I'm in the park.
Are you in the park?
Yeah. I had to walk your mom, so I figured I might as well shoot around with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
You went to go pass your mom off to the rest of the team.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got out the house, nigga. I told you, don't come home in the night. Me and your mom may have some alone time. If the light is on, if the light is on in the porch, that means don't come upstairs.
Yeah, your mom looks like Adam
Sandler. Huh?
Your mom is like Adam Sandler.
Your mom like Kid Rock.
Yeah, your mom look like Kid. Your mom's Kid and Netta B is Play, nigga.
Yeah, your mom look like Bilal.
Your mom look like fucking the Force niggas.
The what?
The Four Force niggas, the Jerry Curl.
What was the song that nigga was singing? Super something. Oh,
I don't
man.
Remember.
Niggas is hacking out here now. That shit is funny.
Hacky sack?
Yeah, hacking a little nigga.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's pointing up, I guess. So.
Super fly.
Listen, fuck you, friends. I got to get out of here.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck your mother.
Again.
All right, niggas. 6 or 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.
1. Your mother's a slut. I'm out of here.
All right.
She's only about watching your mom.
Let me put your mom back on the chain. Hold on a second. Matter of fact, go ahead. Finish up the show, because it's going to take a while. I'm going to hold her down. I'm going to hold her down real quick. And then if I hold her down, I'm going to ask her up 10 niggas to go in for as much as they please. You know, check with me about the schedule for next week for your mom, you know what I'm saying? So you can find out whether she'll be home for dinner or not, or to make dinner, in fact. Because like I told you, last week I beat her within like 5 inches of her life. And, you know,
you just fucked up, man.
It wasn't a good feeling for me, you know what I'm saying?
You just fucked up. I'm going to drown your mom in some quicksand.
What?
I'm going to drown your mom in quicksand. And I'm a give her the rope. But
really?
when she grabs the rope, I'm gonna cut my end.
Drew.
I'm gonna cut my end. So as she's trying, I'm pulling her out. I'm gonna just break the rope so that she can sink deeper.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna throw watermelons at her head.
Hold on, I have to dip your mom's face in some hydrochloric acid real quick. Give me about 5 minutes. The meat should be burned up on fucking face to the skull by then. And then I could commence to feeding that to the wolves and the pigs like brick top.
Yo! Take a shit. This nigga said brick top. Brick top. You know the nigga off of Snatch?
Mm-hmm.
It's like feed it to the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fuck y'all, son dick. I'm out. 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.